Smoking jacket on. Let me adjust my ascot here, and we'll have a little fireside chat with the G&G Saturday evening show.
G&G, that's 7147. N is the 14th letter, G is the 7th. So 7147, 14, which is 28, which is not bad, 4 sevens. Not bad. That's the William Merriman Thompson talks about the first 28 years, so does Dave Worcester.
Okay, well, I would rather say it's pretty good rather than not bad. But you
did
say
I say not bad? Did I say not bad?
You did. You say potato, I say French fry. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so...
Very good music, by the way. Very nice.
It was wonderful. Now, would you guys... Are you leading... What do you guys want to talk about this hour? These 2 hours. What's Ginny doing? She on the toilet?
She's on mute. Hold on. She was on mute.
She doesn't know she was on mute?
But she is on mute. She's on the cell phone.
She's on another phone.
Yeah, she's on another phone because we ran out of batteries. Our house phones just croaked a big croak, and they're charging up slower than a donkey walking through the desert. So we.
All right, so that's... Which number is that? Is she...
I'm on.
You're open. Yeah.
She's back now. Okay, well, we're going to start out with a song, and then we're going to look at the lyrics of that, and I've got a couple of evergreen sessions that I'm going to read. Discuss that. We're going to do a critique of a post done by...
Hillary Merivale.
After her lovely discussion with you today, and we're going to discuss that.
Good. Now, make your mics louder or something, or get closer, or... Plug in. You seem a bit low.
Testing. Is that better?
That's a little better. And Ginny?
Yes, well, I try not to yell because we're standing next to each other. So it'll be fine as we get going here.
All right.
Very good. So, okay. Well, that's what we're going to do. Any more information needed, Bob?
No, just we had some. Oh, let me read the music reviews. We had, going back up a bit, so Roxana had from Lucifer said, so are the Boodians ascended humans? That was dealt with in the second part of our installment an hour ago or so. So that was Roxana. Note that was sort of answered. Then Sue in Montreal said, hi, Bob. Had to tune out for the last 4 hours to celebrate excellent friends' 25th anniversary. Glad to be back and hear that you still sound great. Good job. Keep it up. Then Leon, after your 24-hour comment, Greg, said, incredible first day. Then Jean from somewhere north said, Bob, did you ever dine at the Seascape Inn on Greenville Avenue in Dallas? No, I didn't. It was across from the Gold Mirror Doubletree Hotel where Cliff Barnes' office was in the TV show Dallas. It was owned by Phil Vaccaro, actress Brenda Vaccaro's cousin. No, I never crossed those people. Wendy from Calgary says, this is just after the Pharoah Sanders, the great Pharoah Sanders song, The Master, the Creator has a Master Plan. She goes, this music is fucking A. Then a little later, 2 minutes later, she goes, in fact, this musical interlude deserves 2 inquicks from me. Loving, loving, loving all of it. Then Sky Goddess Sue in Nova Scotia says, hey, Bob, listening all day. Fabulous. Sketching and drawing and cooking and eating. Thanks for the music. Thanks for the music. It reminds me to get up and dance. Dance is capitalized. Then 4 minutes later, she says, hey, Bob, this is meat for the soul. That was during the, what are those guys? Metro Metallica. During Metallica.
But Sky Goddess moved to Toronto, did she not?
She did, and then she went back to Nova Scotia. She still goes back and forth, but I think she's hanging out more in Nova Scotia right now.
Okay.
And so she goes, hey, Bob, this is meat for the soul, and then quotes Ginny's yay ye. And then Martha in the chat room says, music was awesome. Kathy, K-A-T-H-I, is that Kathy, the one we had on, we talked to? Kathy
no.
Thomas? No?
That's Katie. Katie Thomas.
Katie Thomas, right. Spelled K-A-T-H-I. She says, I was in the seventh grade when this song was popular. Blast from the Past. I think that was the Stroll from 1958. Just before that, Wheels said, I was playing all that classical music, Frank Zappa classical music done by the Ambrosia something. Ensemble Ambrosius. And while that was happening, Wheels, whoever that is, says, come on, Bob, it's Saturday night. How about some rock and roll? But before Wheels, Rusty said, Rusty, R-U-S-T-Y, said, great music. Sounds like Jethro Tull, not on acid, meets E.T. Very esoteric. Thank you. So I think that's it. That's the music commentary. Very good.
Good.
Very good, Bob. And how are you holding out? Are you feeling good? How do you feel about your first 24 hours? What's your review of yourself?
I think it was, I go with Leon. It's an incredible day. And it's like Christmas and my birthday and Easter and Halloween and Thanksgiving Day and Memorial Day and a couple of Jewish holidays, whatever they are, Hanukkah. And the, of course, Baltic holiday with the horn, Trubaki Festival. And all in all, a fucking incredible day. And then, of course, topped off by Ion's reemergence for a couple of minutes. Well, actually half an hour. And that was worth the shock and awe of anything. We could shut this down. I wouldn't even forget the goddamn world record. We got Ion. That's it. Let's go home.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, and I'm all ready to go. Continue another. I didn't doze off or sleep or anything. Still going strong. Looking forward to my ice cream allotment for today, a little later.
Good. Is Carolyn massaging your throat there for just a little bit of, vocal relaxation?
I forgot to drink water, didn't I? But I did have something to eat. What did I have, Carolyn?
Lamb.
Oh, I had some lamb chops, right. That's
good.
Yeah,
good call.
I better get some water. I'm strolling over to the water. So entertain me on my way over there.
Okay, very good, Bob. Well, we're going to open our show with a little musical dedication to you. And it goes like this.
Flashes.
good, Bob.
I've never heard that song before, Ginny, but it reduced me to tears.
Oh, please.
Or expanded me to tears.
Expanded you to tears, baby. That is Greg and my dedication tonight, Bob. It is
awesome song. What is it? Who is it?
Bob, I'm speaking. It is called The Hole of the Moon. The Hole of the Moon is by a band from the UK called The Water Boys. The Water Boys. And actually, Greg has the lyrics that we are going to read. Go ahead.
I like that opening line, I held up the rainbow or something, right?
I'm about to tell you. Mike Scott is the lead singer. And the first line is, I pictured a rainbow. You held it in your hands. I had flashes. But you saw the plan. And this whole song is like the duality in himself, the part that is God and the part that it's not
right.
God. And he's
right.
Seeing the God part and he's experiencing the man part. But I'll go on. You held it in your hands. I had flashes, but you saw the plan. I wandered out in the world for years while you just stayed in your room. I saw the crescent, and you saw the whole of the moon. You were there at the turnstiles with the wind at your heels. You stretched for the stars, and you know how it feels to reach too high, too far, too soon. You saw the whole of the moon. I was grounded while you filled the skies. I was dumbfounded by truth. You cut through lies. I saw the rainy, dirty valley. You saw Brigadoon, which, by the way, is a mythical place where nobody dies.
Right.
You saw Brigadoon. I saw the crescent, but you saw the whole of the moon. I spoke about wings. You just flew. I wondered, I guessed, and I tried, but you just knew. I sighed, but you swooned. I saw the crescent, you saw the whole of the moon. With a torch in your pocket and the wind at your heels, you climbed on the ladder and you know how it feels to get too high, too far, too soon. You saw the whole of the moon. Unicorns and cannonballs, glaciers and piers, trumpets and towers and tenements and tears, wide oceans full of tears, flags, rags, ferry boats, scimitars and scarves, every precious dream and vision. Underneath the stars, you climbed on the ladder with the wind in your sails. You came like a comet, blazing your trail. Too high, too far, too soon. You saw the whole of the moon.
Very accurate.
Good way to summarize to you, Bob. Absolutely.
Very accurate there. Awesome, awesome song. It's the Water Boys, right? If I want to get it.
Yep. The whole of the moon.
Been around
you weren't
for a long
as good.
Time. I
what,
only
Greg?
Discovered it. It's been around for a long time, but I only discovered it a year, year and a half ago, and someone said, oh, gosh, no, that goes back to, gosh, I don't know, probably early 90s or something like that. So been around a bit, like you. Been around.
Right. It was good to get the meanings, but that was a left hemisphere effect. It did not reduce me to tears like the audio did. You know, the
all
music.
Right.
Added to it. Good to get the lyrics, but Greg, you didn't reduce me to tears, so all is well.
But you saw the whole of the moon.
I saw the whole fucking thing. Back there with Flats McMenemy. When me and Flats were arguing over who was Butch the Electron, that was our theology.
Yes, and I'm watching the Inquiric message board, Bob, and we have a beautiful little segment that we're going to do here on a post that was made by Hillary Ramos today after she was on your show. But before that, Jean from the North Woods makes this comment, which I was also wondering myself earlier today. I felt that it was interesting. Jean says, Bob, this is Ion, first opening line to you. Bob, tell the anthropomorphic anti-crew what your driven or your purpose-driven reality includes. And then you protested highly and said, Ion put you in the spot, and how could he do this to you? I feel that this is a good time, Bob, now that we're going into the second day of your extraordinary event, that you would want to talk about what was Ion trying to suggest there, Bob.
Yeah, he goes, quoting here, Bob, tell the anthropomorphic anti-crew what your driven or your purpose-driven reality includes. It includes I held the sign, the rainbow, what was the lyrics? Just say the lyrics. That's what it includes. You just read, Greg. See, the answer came before the question.
It includes the whole of the moon is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, the whole song. So tell anthropomorphic anti-crew. So crew would be working for me. So these people refuse to work for me. So those are my anti-crew. And they're anthropomorphic, which is the human essence that distinguishes itself from everything else. What your driven or purpose-driven reality includes. It includes what, Carolyn? What does it include? The holy offices? The tiny note chart?
Bob, come on. Quit being coy. I thought it was interesting because you started really getting an eye on Thrill right at the top. You're like, oh, I can't believe you put me on the spot right out of
He had betrayed me. He
right.
said
so
the words.
Let's hear it. Spill the beans, otherwise we'll have to press on.
Yeah, tell... Now, you're a little blurry again, Ginny, on your speaker there. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
What your driven or your purpose-driven reality includes. It includes... Ion creating.
Okay, Bob. All right.
I have... See, it's a ridiculous question. Let me still work on it. I'm waiting for some answer you will accept.
Well, it's the acceptance of the answer that what Ion was getting at that pushed your button, but probably something that you don't want to...
Well, I was joking when I said you betrayed me. I was trying to make him laugh, and I knew that would probably make him laugh. What you're driven or your purpose-driven reality includes. Well, do we say it includes everything? No. Does it include a few things? No. It excludes... No. What's that?
It's Ion protesting. You can see the buzzer, Bob.
What your driven purpose of reality includes. Well, it includes improbable, the impossible, and the normal, and the forgotten. That's what it includes. The impossible, improbable, the normal, and the forgotten. Right? How's that? Rye, Eloy, Two, and Lofty. Did it help?
Yeah.
It's, you know, blah, blah, wordy words.
Oh, okay. So what am I supposed to speak from my foot, from my soul gland?
Yes. Give us something that you termed was impossible. That now is not, as an example.
Today. Today was highly improbable. Whoever thought this would happen? No clue. This was so much fun, you know, a month ago. I never would have even thought we were going to do this. It's amazing. Okay. So, that's the improbable. The impossible the wonderful... excitements, everybody's happening. Well, that's possible. The impossible is
how about
all those,
ever
all
see
those
yourself
that left
talking about the Kennedy assassination on the radio.
Oh yeah. That's pretty good. We still may not survive that.
we may already be dead.
Yes, we may be in big trouble. I'm a non-entity. I have, when you pin me down, there's nothing there. I am fucking empty. I am nothing. I'm pure surface. There's nothing at the core of me. I'm normal.
Okay.
That's normal. That's normal. I've defined normal. And then, what was the final one? What was the other one? Improbable, impossible, normal, and... The camera won't even help. I'm just reading her email.
No, my phone died. I'm trying to find the number.
Oh. You mean your own number? Okay. Oh, it's 602-666. 6027. Well, what was the fourth word? Did you guys remember?
No.
You don't even name the four if they
we
can't even
attention.
Remember them.
No, we weren't paying attention.
Yeah. Okay, so what? What a ridiculous sentence. Like, it's pretty interesting what Ian came up with, you know. Anthropomorphic anti-crew, what your driven or your purpose-driven reality includes. It includes unpredictable music. It includes the forgotten. Oh, that was it, the forgotten.
Oh, okay, so that's where the codes come in. Because Gene said, Ian said, you revealed the codes right here live on the radio. On the radio. The codes are on the radio. What are the codes?
I don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, she says, he said, I revealed the codes. Look, I was fucking making shit up to calm you guys down, for fuck's sake. You know, I was saying anything.
Carol.
What, Carol? Oh, Carol's addressing her code. She's registering for Bill's network. I have nothing to say. The no codes. It was, you would have to go back and find that part of...
Hi, Carolyn.
They're saying hi, Carolyn.
Yeah, oh, people see me on there. Yeah, I had to come on with my cell phone. My other phone died.
Right.
But I'm thought I was muted. Sorry.
Well, you're creating echo. It's because we're in the same room, I think. I'll go upstairs. What were we just saying? The forgiven. Yeah, the forgotten. I did say it includes all those who have been banned from dupes and all the people I banned all my life. The forgotten.
They're all welcome now.
They're all included.
Yes, all is forgiven. There's nothing to forgive.
Well, not all is forgiven, but most of it's forgiven. There's a few that owe me fucking money, and they're not getting in until they pay up. Okay, we reduced everybody's laughter, so we're cool now, right? Reestablish equilibrium.
So other than Ion gracing you with their vibration of vocal cords, can you think of anything in the last 24 hours that you particularly liked, that really you enjoyed, you know, sharing? Was there one thing that stands out?
Oh, well, all the Evergreens readings are pretty awesome. I really enjoyed hearing them again. I'm really enjoying the Evergreens and playing what I've selected. That's a big deal. I love the music of this past set, and I like the conversations with everybody we've had so far. I'm glad the ones that we didn't talk to didn't show up. That probably would have been difficult. But what has happened? I like the fact that I don't feel very tired. That's what I like.
That must be rewarding. Yeah, that must be rewarding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Very rewarding.
Yeah, that's a major thing.
Very good.
I think that's what happened. What some of the things we talked to people. There was something fun back there. The discussions with everybody. Every discussion was perfect.
Yeah, you've always enjoyed hearing other people's opinion, no matter how off the wall, ridiculous, or bizarre. It's one of the things I've noticed about you is you really do absorb everybody's point of view and really try to understand where the hell they're coming from.
That's right. Usually
I don't know that I have that. Yeah, I don't know that I have that patience for all cases, but it seems you do for all cases.
Yes, I have a good sense of being here forever, and I'm not in a hurry, and I have time to hear everybody out. They help fill in the long, arduous hours of eternity. I'll talk to anybody. I'll listen to anybody.
True.
Helps pass the time. It's the most efficient and cheapest technology.
Speaking.
Yeah, speaking.
That's right. Very good. And it never ceases to amaze me that people can become offended by the vibration of someone else's vocal cords. You take it right down to bass, bass, bass. Well, that was offensive. So the vibration in my vocal cord controls your life? Wow. I've always been amazed by that. Always been amazed.
Well, then, so didn't you say that you didn't have the patience?
Well, no, I didn't have the patience probably for all people at all times. And you've pretty much shown almost all times you have the patience to listen to people, unless, of course, you have a point to make and they're just going off the deep end.
Yeah, there is the... It both happens.
Sure.
You have to express yourself when you know they should recognize you are you're in the zone and your momentum of your fact is coming out, and they should recognize that. They should feel it. I feel it when they do it.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know I went through in my 30s and 40s was in talking to people, let's talk about something that's intimate to you. No, I don't know, the weather, the football game, the government, fuck that. I want to
I never could do that. You didn't have to ask me to talk intimately. I was ready to do it any time. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. You don't, dwell in idle chat most of the time. And I've been wanting to get to know people, do that. Well, yeah, but what's important in your life? What is it you're doing? And you ask that question, too. What is it that makes you tick? Where are you going?
No, I don't ask those things. But if they get there, I'm ready to listen. I don't say what. I never say what makes you tick. Or
I'm using my words. I don't. I can't channel you, Bob, in your show. That would be just disrespectful.
You could. No, you could.
I do it behind your back.
Well, I like your Reverend Bishop. Do you write that stuff out, or you wing it?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Very good. Have you done that for decades, entertaining your loved ones?
No. I just got the idea doing it for Ginny's show.
Did you? You could imitate voices before?
Well, no, Bob. I mean, I'm actually channeling Bo Seifert.
Bobo. It's your Bobo.
I don't have any choice. I wake up and Ginny's looking at me, furiously writing on the paper, and I said, oh, did I say something good today? And then she reads it back to me. So, it's just sort of totally out of my control. And,
Corbin does Bobo, and you do Reverend Bishop.
That's right. There you go.
Ian said back, a few years ago that Ian did have lots of people channeling or doing that. And look, I never imagined it turn out as Bobo from Corbin and Reverend Bishop from you. There's two unique channelings that were not foreseen.
That's true. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And occasionally I'll channel Chris Rock. That'll come out occasionally, a little bit of potty mouth, and I certainly do love his sense of humor. His intake into social values is just brilliant sometimes. Just brilliant.
Yeah. And, I haven't seen much of him. I'll have to check that out on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll send you a couple of the prize ones that I really like, and one of them is who's the biggest liar, men or women? And he's standing on stage. He goes, women are the biggest liars. They live a lie. They live a lie. Yeah, there's the woman standing there with high heels. You ain't that tall. The woman's got braids in her hair. Your hair ain't that long. You got a push-up bra, and your titties ain't that big. You got makeup all over your face, and you don't look that pretty. And you want us to tell you the truth?
That's pretty clever. I like that. I've never heard that before. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So what is the woman's retort to that? What do we do?
we
can't handle the surface, the fatuous, the trivial. Look at that. You got a baseball T-shirt on. You're dedicated to the Yankees. Everything's serious about your clothing. You can't relax.
That's right. Part of your persona is wearing a hat.
Yeah. That is an incredible fad that is so stupid, over the last 30 years, is baseball hat shit. And even women are wearing baseball hats, have been. It's disgusting. Baseball hats are ridiculous.
Yeah, sometimes you watch those old movies where the unions are fighting, I guess, in the 30s and 40s, and everybody in the crowd has a hat on.
Yeah.
Every single person, except maybe the newspaper boy, Yes, it was a hell of a hat.
You mean the bigger hats, not the baseball hats, the bigger hats, the brim hats.
The bowlers and
And you know what? I think the baseball hat fad, it just hit me now, started after that band, Men Without Hats, were popular. They caused it. It was a reaction to their fucking trend. Remember that band, Men Without Hats, in the 80s?
Yes, of course, sir. They were pretty popular.
It was right after that all hats started to be topped on the head.
Yeah.
Now I got to read this incredible emails and messages coming in. Let me just you see them, Ginny? You've got Allison saying, "What a great opening song, GNG." I agree, a great song. I saw a vision of stars connecting to all the ionets around the planet. Nova Scotia, South Africa, Maui, Seattle, South Carolina, L.A., etc. Lots of threads all over and webbing together. Thanks! Then Sarah, out there in Gummoland, says, boom for real, Water Boys! So I think she knew the song, loves the Water Boys. Then she says, bringing the water from Bob's eyes. That's right. Then Ben in Toronto says, amazing, and I tuned in earlier, just in the moment Ian came on, smiling as everyone was so thrilled to partake in this momentous occasion. The Evergreens were great, too, and of course, Bob is fantastically proving Ascension is real. Hear that, Cal? Proving Ascension is a fact. That's a good line. Tuning in when I can. Thanks. Allison says, it's Ion's query, including something at Matthew's up the Orphic Ante somehow. Then she goes, nah. What the hell is that? Is Ion's query including something at Matthew's up the Orphic Ante somehow? No, I don't think so. Well, up the Orphic Ante is sort of the chart, Ginny. Remember, the Dobbs quadrant is known as the anthropomorphic physical, right? So he did call the right term. Anti-crew. Yes. Gene says somewhere, no, nope, you said Ion revealed the codes right here live on the radio. You can't believe anything I say on the radio. I'm a professional. I make it all up as the moment is channeled. I'm always channeling. I don't become Reverend Bishop or fucking Bobo. I am always on duty, always channeling, and I'm not responsible for the impact.
Yes, okay. And you know, the famous line by W.C. Fields, never let the truth interfere with a good story.
Yes, I agree with that. And then she said, the codes, what are the codes? I honestly don't know. If I said that, it was just channeled. It just was in response to the words. How can I be responsible for what I say? We actually always are channeling, right? We always are channeling.
Absolutely.
It's language, running the show all the time. Then Rusty says, from Atlanta, hey, Ginny, she writes G-E, and it should be G-I, Ginny. Rusty, it's G-I-N-N-E-Y. Rusty is new. It just showed up 3 days ago. Heard you got a plate in the ankle. Oh, yeah. We have to address that, Ginny. What has RNA done for it, to it? I have enough metal in me to split nails. Will RNA try and heal it or extricate it? Will it help build new cells around it? Thanks, Rusty. The rusty nails. All these nails in her. Rusty, you became your name. So what do you think of that, Ginny? You do have to answer that or give some advice. What happened, Ginny? On mute.
You can say it? What? Yes, I was on mute. Yeah, you missed a message, though, from Tina, who said, hooray, Water Boys. Great song by the Water Boys. I tuned into them about a year ago via my son. Missed that one.
Oh, yeah, and then there's another one. Actually, I was going to get to it. I do it alphabetical. Then, what is this location, Anna Lee? Is that in Florida? Anna Lee. And she says, impossible equals I am impossible. Yes, I remember that joke. Ben in Toronto. Are not the codes the keys to parallel world? Oh, that codes. Yes, the stupid shit Carolyn's sending to Austin. Yes, that's bad. Bad, bad, bad. Those are the codes. Yes. Yes. Oh, see, there actually was something based on her question. And Wendy in Calgary
That wasn't related to the very first thing Ion started talking to you about was your purpose-driven reality. Austin came on much later, so those are not related.
No, they're not related, but the codes, that's what the codes, I now remember, that's what we were calling it, right, Carolyn? Yeah, the codes. Carolyn, sending your codes to Austin. And Allison says, Bob will listen and talk to anybody, and also completely and entirely with a relaxed and allowed stance in any circumstance, which includes not sitting back, backing down, or shutting up. Just magic. Nice review from Allison. The great Gazoo, who just never gets clued in here, he keeps his distance, on Rockiki Beach, says, pop goes the world. Now, what that has nothing to do with anything that's being discussed, but we must respect his right to make his own... What? What is he making? His
he
own
may
bed.
Be making a reference to a song. I think there was a song, Pop Goes the World.
Oh, they did. He may be referring to making his own bed, and he's going to have to sleep in it, right?
That's right.
And then
Gene says,
men hide their bald heads with baseball caps. Yep, never had a bald head. Don't have to do that. So then there's a lot over the chat room, but that's so... Did you see, Ginny, that Bill was saying to you, Ginny, are you watching this chat? You know, many hours ago. Did you see that message to you from Bill?
Yes, I thought it was you.
No, it's Bill. It's signed Bill.
Oh, okay.
Look,
yeah, I saw the message. I thought it was you.
Here's Allison. I have not read it, but she goes, isn't this interesting and cool that so many of the people engaging here, whether up to speed with Ian or not, have similar backgrounds, so these discussions can be so rich with Bob's leadership. Great, great Bob. And hey, Bob, is poor Bill monitoring the board for the full 5 days as well? We don't know. Bill has no clue. He doesn't know what he can do, what his limits are. We're just waiting it out.
Now, maybe Bill is experiencing other Bills, too, and allowing that to take place. A little, you know, radio station cloning going on. So let's give him a little space for multiple Bills. Yeah.
Right. And you know what his name is, the secret name? It's Unpaid Bill. Carol liked that one. Anything about money, Carol will laugh at that. Vinny Eastwood is a conspiracy comedian interviewer, just like the guy at Bo on with Love Job. He has interviewed many on the alternative community like David Icke. You notice, Ginny, that these guys do not interview me. They know that actually have someone involved in the conspiracy. It just screws up their whole vibe. You know what I mean? To actually get a real person on about it and could tell them all about the details, like we're doing with the Kenny Sassanay, they do. None of these guys interview me. Only Randy Moggins did. And I don't think he ever got over it.
You're a cosmic conspiracy, Bob. That's what Hillary Ramos wrote about you today. You're a cosmic conspiracy.
Did she write something about you? Give me a review?
We're about to go into it, so let's just give Ginny a tour. I'm going to comment a few things now. This is a perfect example where you were very patient letting her speak. I had to turn the phone off of speaker because I literally wanted to barf on my shoes.
That's a good example, Greg. Yes, that's the difference between you and me. I sat there and pleasantly took it.
Yeah. I'd heard too much of it 5 years ago. Way too much of it. Anyway, go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah.
Start reading.
Okay, this is her comments. I find it pretty amazing that today I found my way to a radio host that was bred from the lands of the Illuminati to being the lead vibrational voice through the airwaves of the voice of Ion and the Evergreen channels. What are the odds that this voice would be endeavoring to beat the longest running radiothon in the entire alternative media, Art Bell? Someone is trying to ring the bell through the land of the free. Mind, that is. When asked if this was a planned controlled release, and that voice said yes, it reminded me of David Icke's work and the land of vibrational occupancy. What is the radio but waves of quantum stir? Gently or not so much. This host and I had never heard of each other, so we both met as new. New mind. Nothing there to clutter the light. All is being new. So we conversed from there, that place of neutral stillness, and I could see changing DNA to match the vibrational ET energy trying to recreate us. I wonder, what is their vision? What would you create for me? Again, I was reminded of David Icke's work. It kept flashing in my mind. So once my biology has changed while I wasn't looking inward, is this when you occupy me? Conscious technology? You have the answers to our energy crisis, yet you hide them until you're told to release them? Are you in the business of changing paradigms to what you want them to be? I hear it pays well. Well worth the price, I'm sure. Who programs paradigms? We all do. Well, majority rules, actually, or those with the most money. But I've seen different. Those are old, outdated rules. A trick. But
It also depends on what star system is speaking. What voice are they really listening to? Which star do they call home? Know your sources well. I find it interesting that in this experience, that this experience manifested during Comet Ison, the panspermia bringer. For all dimensions here, seeding thoughts is powerful right now. Fertile ground grows everywhere. Your legs are spread. What will you birth? The same kind of New Age religious fanatics that believe there's only one way? The same old, my God is better than your God view? Haven't you had enough? Is this what will replace all the hard work to free ourselves? No, because we are better than that. No more idols, icons, and placing other people on pedestals. Enough of that. I saw what was happening right in my mind. Infiltration into the mind of the free. Us, those who have done so much work to get out of the tangle, those who are seeing the illusion crumpled around us. In comes a program. We interrupt this program for a new download. 5 days worth. And what amazing timing. So let's add some good juju into this great cosmic-sized infusion to be reminded, parentheses, we think on our own. No one tells us to believe what to believe except our own center. We see and create from there. We will never forsake love or earth or woman again. Purple transmission indeed. I see your intentions. So let's add ours. So it goes on and on and on and on.
I want to hear. Where she accused me of being a cosmic.
Want to hear the rest?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so here we go. Purple transmission. Okay, I see your intention, so let's add ours. For the greatest good of all, to stay grounded in our hearts and free in our minds, to share authentically from that place with humane compassion, without agenda or confusion, to have our eyes cleared of any shadows so we can see fully in our own light. Bless our bodies with the knowing of sensing what to ingest into our bodies that will keep us aligned with our highest vision. Trust yourself first. Know yourself so well you can see into your own beauty, and you can see your own beauty in others every time you meet. 5 days of infusion, infuse that. Purple transmission indeed. I see you. I stayed open through the first scheduled hour, and our conversation continued for another hour by cosmic conspiracy. I am much more interested in cosmic conspiracies these days, so this was good. The guest for the next hour mysteriously hung up, so we had another hour to chat. You can listen to the archives on Achieve Radio and listen for yourself. It's all public and free. So why did it happen? You strangers on the air for the first time in such a potent and powerful time. One is spending 5 days nonstop on the air with special DNA-changing supplement, magic in a bottle, to prepare us for the coming of Ion in full force, beating the longest-running radio broadcast online by Art Bell, 122 hours. So they are aiming for 123. All caps. I see exactly what they are doing on Achieve Radio, achieving their goal. The number one alternative radio station of its kind, coursing through all those newly freed minds. Sounds like a plan. I believe in cosmic conspiracies. I ask, where was the heart? Where's the earth? Where are the indigenous people in this grand vision plan? The host could not answer. He, for a moment, sounds I'm trained to hear well, sounded as he fumbled. So he came back with the vision plus the heart. He added back in the earth. Women too. The vision changed for a spell. Most people last 10 minutes with him. I lasted 2 hours. Right? No, just stable in my vision of love. No more visions that leave the love out. I don't care who you are or what you do. Add more beauty if you can. So what did this have in it for me? Well, I appreciate the back and forth space. It felt as if he knew what he was doing, and to take on this topic, you have to know what you are speaking about. With him being 92 years old, he's an elder. I respect this automatically. So our conversation was actually very beautiful, in case I gave the wrong impression. So funny. So during all of it, I mentioned the unpolluted mind of the child, the cosmic child, meeting the Voynich this last week in person at Yale University. The topic was brought up, and we had just started to talk about the Voynich manuscript, and he mentioned his thoughts about it coming to his mind this week, but he said, before I mentioned, I had seen it, so it was pure sync, the kind you just can't ignore makeup. I track these when I'm in conversation sacredly. So this man and I had both felt the VM field move on Tuesday. This was important. So he continued to say he had a file from the Evergreen downloads regarding the VM that he hadn't seen or heard for a long time. This caught my attention. We agreed to listen to the file and discuss it later on my show in the future after I am done with my writing on it. This felt good to both of us. I believe it is the whole purpose for me doing this show today. So I've contacted him by email to see if he will follow through. In the meantime, let's add some super sexy love juju for being free-minded human beings who know how to track lions when needed. Love always wins anyway. Might as well enjoy the trip. The Voynich adventure continues, and the purple transmission event turns glittery. To be continued. Hillary.
Wow. What, Greg?
You are deficient in your heart vision. You must be corrected.
Yes. Did she say sexy juice? Did I hear that? What was that line?
She said add sexy juju at the end, super sexy juju.
Wow.
So you can read the entire post at The Yin Factor, which is her blog, The Yin Factor, T-H-E-Y-I-N
Factor.
Yeah. And, so I thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, I definitely did not hear you stumble, and I remember specifically when she asked about the heart, you said that the separation of the heart and the mind was the effect of the printing press, and you were very clear. You didn't stutter. And,
right.
You didn't, you know, it was interesting to hear her take on what she thought was happening. I knew exactly what they're doing.
I see you.
Right. My little bias is poking through. Yeah, it's very interesting to see
now
her.
Ginny, here's my thoughts. There are many other programmers, and Bill says they are into their own worlds and they do not pay attention to ION. Every now and then one of them will ask, what is this ION? And they don't connect with it. I think that Hillary represents the union of the other programmers up against us. We're management, and they're the union. She became the union leader of those that are ambivalent towards us.
Say that again. She did what?
She's the union leader of the of all the programmers at Achieve Radio that are ambivalent toward us.
An ION, yes.
Yes.
Not interested. Not enough heart.
Or half interested, or temporarily, but basically cannot understand it. Bill has lots of documented memories about these conversations, and he downloads them to me all the time. He is my spy.
Yeah, in all fairness to, her, she doesn't know anything about your material. I was just shocked that she went so rapidly. I mean, I think at the end of the interview, my impression of her with you was she was very uncomfortable with you saying that you were inside of her, deeply penetrating her and going on that whole tangent that she loved to do at the end. Even though you flipped it and said, and you're inside of me, and this is this whole male-female thing, and you were very accommodating toward her themes that she enjoys to talk about, like she got on Matthew's show the other night.
Yeah.
But I was surprised that she blogged about it so quickly and kind of made such sweeping declarations.
You know what she was doing? She was probably writing that while we were experiencing ION. Didn't ION happen right after her?
Yeah. Yeah. Michael Brown came on, and
Michael
was on for 15 minutes, and Ion came in.
Right.
So your nickname will be Bob the Impaler. You did, based on what I just heard, you made her very uncomfortable with what her sacred cows are.
Right, okay, and she...
Go ahead.
And you know what? She was so agitated by it all and was blocking the Ion thing that she had to go and take her power and express herself and write endless pages while the Ion thing was happening. She blocked it.
Yeah, I think she really did. And she focused on the Voynich manuscript, which Bob Ion said a bit about the Voynich manuscript on cash flow. It was a topic several times.
Yes, can we find those? If I got to come up with something, we got to play that for her.
Yeah, I think we can.
Let's put a thread out, please. All those going through the cash flow archive, see if you ever saw the Voynich manuscript. Where is it? You know, those comments.
Sheila and I looked at the Voynich manuscript one time because during the time we were on the rewrite, because it looked like there were different things in it. We spent some time looking at it. I might even have some clips in my file, so I'll let you know.
Can you give us just a brief on what that is for those of us who don't know? Many listeners, I'm sure, are wondering what that is.
Who, me?
Well, go ahead, Bob. Yeah.
No, you do it. You've looked at it. I haven't looked at it in years, and I'm not up on it.
The Voynich manuscript is like 150 or something pages long, and it is kind of interesting because there are different... It's all written in a language that no one can decipher. And there's a guy who spends a lot of time... A lot of people have tried to figure out what it means. It's got an alphabet in it nobody recognizes, but it has a lot of drawings with it. And it looks like the whole alchemical process of possibly ascension or something. They're growing plants and making things and giving it to people, and the people are changing. And so it's very kind of cool to look at, but nobody knows what it means. And they say that they find little blurbs and they make one sentence make sense, but then the whole rest of the book pattern doesn't follow. So they say it's some kind of, you know, advanced intelligence that wrote the book and this and that. But when Ion was asked about it on Cashflow, I remember they were not impressed.
Right. It's a limited Finnegan's Wake.
Kind of sounds like, with pictures.
Yeah. And what we're doing with Iondom and all that is they can make the craziest manuscript, and that would approximate what's happening in Iondom. So it's just another thing predicting, miming us.
Yeah, Bates says in the wiki that it's an illustrated codex, handwritten in an unknown writing system, carbon dated to the early 15th century, and it's on vellum. There are pages missing, and they have diagrams and different kind of things, and it does have a lot about anatomical structures and plant growth and different stuff, and they are constantly trying to break the code in it, and they can't figure out the code.
Right. Well, I'm looking at, I went through all the private sessions, made an inventory. I'm going to scan down, did someone ask about it in a private session? That's just sort of just scanning down, looking for it. Don't see it. The long inventory, but that's where I'm going to look. I'm going to look in my inventory of themes that people brought up in their private sessions. I'm going to begin.
Yeah.
I know I've heard something about it, and you're right. It was said on Cashflow a couple of times. Some people brought it up.
Yeah, I think it was early 2010, so it really might be on that list of inventory if you did the topics of Cashflow, you know, in the sweet thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It might be in the dupe somewhere, too, so we'll find it.
Yeah. Boy, I'm going to my list. It's incredible. All the sessions, and I made these so many ideas in each person's private session. Quite an inventory. I haven't looked at it in a year. I guess I was meant to look at it right now. So back to you guys. It's your show. We're doing great. I'm enjoying this interaction. Very nice.
Okay, well, we're coming up.
It doesn't matter if I'm enjoying it or not. I still will be patient and listen and be involved.